Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day four of cooking with the radishes is my hearty radish and skirt steak fajitas with fresh corn tortillas. Now, this is what I love so much about this recipe because we are cooking up a storm right now here at Quail Park in beautiful Visalia, California. And this recipe not only is interesting, but it's really, really good. Let's get started. The very first thing we're going to need are 2 cups of sliced radishes. It's very important when you're slicing the radishes that you make sure you remove the roots if there's little roots at the end of them because they are thicker part of the roots. That's what a radish is. We're going to need 1.5 cups of sliced skirt steak. Now, I like to use the good skirt steak. I always prefer Choice. I'm not a Prime fan, but I am a Choice fan. You can get good Choice skirt steak at a really good meat market or butcher, so make sure you ask for it. What we're going to do is take 4 tablespoons of oil, not olive oil, just regular oil. We're going to put that into a nice hot skillet. You can use a nice cast iron skillet like a comal, which is very, very good at retaining heat. And once that comes up hot, we can turn the heat off. We do not need to keep the heat on, I promise you. What we're going to use also is salt and pepper to taste on our skirt steak. Now, it's very important that you remember this ratio for this recipe, and it's very important also that you understand too much of it can overkill that beautiful flavor of that radish, so we don't want to overkill it. What we're going to need are 3 lemons. I like to just take the lemons, cut them in half, and we cook them with the radishes and also with the meat. Make sure you remove all the seeds out of the lemons, or it's going to be very unpleasant for you and your guests. We're going to use 1 jalapeno that we're going to go ahead and dice into nice small pieces. If you want to use 2, that's fine. And I do have 2 on the recipe, but you don't have to use 2. 2 red bell peppers. If you want a lot of that good red bell pepper flavor, 1 if you don't. And we're going to have those in a nice julienne slice. For the seasoning, you're going to add 1/2 tablespoon of chili powder, 2 teaspoons of cumin, 2 teaspoons of granulated garlic, and 2 teaspoons of cayenne pepper. Now, I don't have on this particular recipe the way for making fresh corn tortillas, but if you want to email me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com, I'd be glad to do that for you and let you know it's a really easy process. Flour tortillas are just the same. It's an easy process to do it. You can add 1 tablespoon of tequila to this and serve it, and you don't have to have it to where it's all screaming and making a lot of noise and making a big mess, but you're still going to have that beautiful charred flavor. For this and many more of my recipes, www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com, and vote for us as the best burger in the country by the James Beard Foundation at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.